Shalom to all. Today's office is Shami Chal Daf Lamed Vav. We're starting about the third line with the words Masar Yechon Rav Shem Elokish and Avilon Tzur Sadaf. It's all the way at the end of Chaf Alef Amud Beis. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Marsh Merim Sar Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now we're right in the middle of Machlokes between Rav Yechon and Rav Shlokish. Rav Yechon holds that Tevel is not Batal Barov, whereas Rav Shlokish holds that it is. So the Gemara says Masar Yechon Rav Shem Elokish. Rav Yechon asks Rav Shlokish. But tonight we have a Mishnah that tells us Noitel Adam Kidei Chala Meisa Sholoi Hur Mechalasa Lasoise Betahara Lios Mafresh Shalev Vahoylech. A person can take off an amount for Chala from a dough that did not yet have challah separated from it, so that he can use it to separate into hara for other doughs. For example, we know that challah is 1/24 of a dough. So let's say he takes off a piece the size of 4/24 from a dough that did not yet have challah separated. Now, when he makes other doughs, instead of taking off challah from the dough that he's currently making, he could say one section of that dough that I just separated previously should be challah for this one. And he could technically do this four times, because again, the part that he separated was 4/24. Now here's the question. The moment that the majority of his large piece that he separated was designated as challah for other doughs, the part that had not yet been separated for challah should be batal b'roiv. In keeping with our example, if he makes three other doughs and uses this piece over here that he separated as challah for those, well, we had said that this piece was 4/24, and that means that three of these four portions were already turned into challah, so that one remaining portion is considered the miyot, and it's batal b'roiv, and he should not be allowed to use that last portion as challah. But the Mishnah clearly tells us he is. So it's a question on you, Rish Lakish, that holds a tevel's batal b'roiv. So Amar, he answered, b'roishem, we're talking about where he made a mark. Every time he uses a piece of dough as challah for something else, he would make a mark in the dough that this section here is challah and the other sections are not. And that way, it's not going to be batal b'roiv because there's a clear definition. It's very clearly defined which part here is challah, which part isn't. And so you have no question on me, says Rish Lakish. And he continues, Tehil Chashukain, you should know that this is true. That when a person clearly specifies that this part is that and another part is something else, then there's not going to be any bittul. And where do we get this? It's in Taman. We learned over there in a Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in Maseches Demai, and we just quote one line of it. If a person wants to separate truma and trumas meiser like one, he has to do the following. What does he do? So first of all, we know that truma and trumas meiser comes to be about 3% of whatever he has over here. And so what he does, says the Mishnah, is that he takes 3% of his pile and he makes the following stipulation. Of this 3%, 1% on this side is nothing, is going to remain tevel. The other 2% on that side is truma. Then he goes back to the first 1% and he says, this 1% is meiser, and then he turns it into trumas meiser. Turns out that all of this 3% that he had originally designated is going to all be truma, 2/3 of it truma, and 1/3 of it truma's meiser, and then it's given to the kayin. Now here's Rishal Kishia's proof. Why does he have to first specify that that 1% of the section that he separated remains tevel, and then afterwards he's able to say the other 2% is truma? Why not just say right away that 2% of this that I separated is truma? It must be lekedei shelo yibatal b'roiv. That's a proper girsa. Isn't it so that it should not become batal b'roiv? Meaning it's mashma from here that if you would not have first made that 1% tevel and only afterwards made the 2% truma, and he would have done it the other way around, he would have first said this 2% is truma, then the remaining 1%, since it wasn't designated clearly as anything, it's just going to be batal b'roiv, it's going to be batal to the truma, and he's not going to be able to turn it into truma's meiser. So clearly we see that when a person clearly designates that this is that and that is this, then we don't say batal b'roiv. However, Amar Yitzchak Bar Lazar, Yitzchak Bar Lazar says that no, the reason why he has to do this whole shtick, first designating 1% as tevel and then designating the other 2% as truma, is for a totally different reason. It's shalayahe oimer trumas hakriya zeh v'zeh b'zeh. It's that he shouldn't be like somebody who says the truma of this pile and this pile is in that one. And this has to do with halacha in regards to truma. We know that when a person separates truma, he has to clearly define where it is. He can't just say, see this pile over here? The truma is inside of it. That's not good enough. He has to specifically say the truma is in the northern part or eastern part of the pile. And only then it's a good designation. And that's what Rabbi Elazar's explanation of why he has to designate this truma in a funny way. He can't just take 3% of this pile and say 2% of it is truma. That's not good enough. That's not clearly defining where it's located. And that's what Mishnah is trying to tell us, is that when he has his 3% that he wants to turn all of it into truma, he has to say this part over here on this side is truma, and then he's able to say that part over there is truma's meiser. And we shouldn't be making any diukim that the reason why he has to designate it is that there's no bittul b'roiv. However, lamed vav beis on top, chazer Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Elazar v'amar, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Elazar went back, he was chazer, he tracked it, and he said, really lo yamar no klom, what I just said is nothing, and he went back on this thing that he just said. Why is that? Because v'lo Rabbi Yochanan, aren't we bringing this for Rabbi Yochanan? Ki amar trumas kri zeh v'zeh b'zeh, in regards to a person that does say this, the truma of this pile and this pile should be in this one. Well, Rabbi Yochanan said on that, makam shenisrma, or according to different gears, shenistaima trumas ha'shel rishon, nistaima trumas ha'shel sheni, that wherever the place of the first truma is, that's the place of the second one. In other words, in this particular case, that the truma of this pile and this one should be in that one, Rabbi Yochanan allows it to happen. This is when a person has three piles, and he looks at piles number 1 and 2, and he says, the truma of this one and that one should be in this one, meaning in pile number 3. And originally we're understanding that's not okay, because he's not designating where specifically in pile number 3 the trumas of pile number 1 and 2 should be. However, Rabbi Yochanan says that it does work. Why is that? Because he's understanding that when he says the truma of this one should be in that pile, he actually did designate where in pile number 3 it should be. And in regards to what he said about pile number 2, that its truma should also be in pile number 3, then that's just next to wherever the truma of pile number 1 is in number 3. And therefore, it is considered like he clearly defined where the trumas are in this pile, and so it's 100% valid. And this now brings us back to square one, that Rish Lakish does have a good raya from the Mishnah, that designating where something is in a pile prevents bittul from happening, and that's technically a question on Rabbi Yochanan, because again, Rabbi Yochanan holds that there's no bittul b'raya when it comes to Tavel, but it seems to be the Rish Lakish just proved that there is bittul b'raya. I wouldn't have an answer to this. The Gemara continues discussing this, trying to find that perhaps this Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish is actually Machlokes Tanaim. And the Braisa says as follows, look at the las, lias mafresh alev ahaylech. A person picked a delas, a gourd, in order to use it to continue separating truma from it. And this guy likes eating gourd, so every time he would eat one, he would chop a piece off, and eventually he would have to bring it to the kain. The problem is, it's not enough to bring to the kain right away, and so all these little pieces of gourd are just sitting around his house, and they get ruined before he manages to bring them. So the Braisa has this great suggestion for him, that he should just take one gourd, a whole one, which is going to last a long time, and every time he eats some gourd, and that means that a small piece needs to be separated for truma, he could just say that the truma in this gourd that I'm about to eat should be in that one that I separated, and he can continue until the entire thing becomes truma, and then he gives it to the kayin. And that's what the Braisa says, raise a like a ruba, he can pick gourds and continue going, for roishem, and he has to mark off a part on this gourd that he's using as truma, adkan truma, v'adkan truma, up until here is truma, and up until here is truma, divi Rebbe, that's Rebbe's opinion. Or Rav Shimon Gamliel, and Rav Shimon Gamliel says, like in mechashe kumay shu lamud, he just picks gourds as he needs them, and he's mechashev, he just keeps it in his mind like he's used to, he doesn't actually have to mark off a part of this gourd that he's using as truma. They wanted to say that Manda Amar Adkan Truma Adkan Truma, according to Rebbe, he's the Manda Amar, that the person actually has to mark off on this gourd up until here is Truma and up until there is Truma. So he holds Tevel Batal Barayv, Tevel is Batal Barayv, that just like Rish Lakish, and therefore, in order to prevent the Tevel from being Batal Barayv, he has to clearly define, clearly mark off on this Delas, on this gourd, where is Truma and where is not Truma, similar to our case of Chala. Whereas Manda Amar, like in Machash Kumay Shu Lamud, according to the Manda Amar, that's from Shimon Gamliel, that he can just keep it in his mind how much Truma is ready in this gourd, and he doesn't actually have to mark it off, ain't a tevel batel barayv. Tevel is not batel barayv, and that's just like Rabbi Yochanan. So it seems to be the machlekes Rabbi Yochanan Rish Lakish is the same machlekes Rabbi Shimon Gamliel and Rebbe. However, the Gemara says, no, Amar Rav Bar, Rav Bar tells us, not a raya. The only reason why Rebbe says he has to mark off on this delas itself, where's Truma? Kedei she'e zakuk litein l'shevet b'neihen. According to some Gesaris, it's kedei she'e yachol litein l'shevet b'neihen. It's so that he should be able to give it to the shevet, meaning to a kain, in the meantime. He doesn't have to give these parts to Truma. As we said, he could wait till the entire delas is truma and then he could give it to the kayin. But according to Rebbe, he has to be able to give it to the kayin whenever he wants to. And that's why he has to mark off the different sections of his delas that are truma, because at any given moment, he has to be able to cut off the parts that are truma and hand them right over. But again, it has nothing to do with bittul b'raya. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow continuing with this discussion. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.